Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. Simply go to durangobusiness.org.
I'll be back for a second time, as boring as I am.
Well, you know, you do have a little more energy than most. That's for darn sure. So, Happy Pappies, you're across from the high school, kind of next to the car wash.
You know, it's really crazy. 2 years open and people still go, where are you at?
Yeah.
Between O'Reilly's, across from the high school, between O'Reilly's and the car wash.
Yes.
The old Three Peaks Deli building. Perfect location.
Absolutely. Perfect. And you've got a wonderful patio with, you know, summertime here, hosting different birthday parties, things of that nature. Tell me a little bit about the amenities, quote unquote, that you offer.
Jack, we redid the entire patio. Actually, this is our second rendition. Uh-huh. We have a huge 30-foot mural that just got finished. Same gentleman, Parker Ledford, that did the mural outside of our store.
Yep.
Just to bring attention to it, we have lights at night. We have music that plays outside the whole time we're open. We built these very large picnic tables that hold 10 to 12 people. There's five of them. There's other tables. I mean, this is really a gathering place.
Right.
But, we can also do groups with those large tables. You call in, you know, a little secret that we have is, if you're at a sports event, you're at a concert, you're doing something, you could literally call in for a pickup, just like you would a regular pizza place, right? Call in, I needed to go order, and when you get there, just put your group in on the patio and sit down and keep the pizza and eat in.
Yeah, and so not only pizza, but you have incredible wings as well.
Well, I appreciate that. We have Wing Wednesday. I went to see Maverick last Wednesday with my son. We got out at 7 o'clock. I went by the store to drop some rags off.
Uh-huh.
The line was out the door.
Wow.
Patio was full. Inside was full. Beer wall was standing room only.
Sure.
Thought we were just going to stop for a minute and end up staying for about 2.5 hours. So Wing Wednesday's going really well. Come and see us with that. The patio, again, I'm going to keep going back to that.
Yeah.
Come in after you're gone to the river, right? Wet clothes, dogs, even kids.
Yeah,
a little bit of a joke there, dogs, kids. But anyway, so, you know, just trying to pack that place out there and let everybody know. Bicycles, you know, we're in a great neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Bring your bike. We got a bike rack outside.
Kind of accommodating for everything.
Well, I think you have to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have salads, too. I've eaten some of your salads. They're delicious.
We have three salads, and one of them is a smoked chicken salad. So when we smoke our wings, we also take boneless chicken breast, and we smoke them with the wings. We pull them out an hour early. We slice them up for pizzas, but specifically also salads. So that's one of my go-tos, you know, if you don't want a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
Smoked chicken salad. It's great.
Oh, you know, and what I'm really, I've given you bad time. No samples today, I bet. You know, that's all right. I will stop by.
I will give you the secret. Let's do our radio talks after 11 o'clock.
Oh, when you actually are open for service that way. But what are your hours, Mark?
We open at 11 o'clock every day, six days a week. We're closed on Monday. We're open until 9 o'clock every day except for Sunday. I close at 8, give the kids a little bit earlier start to their break because they're off after that till Tuesday morning.
And then what's your website?
Pappies.pizza.
Pappies.pizza.
Yep, there's a couple different sites, but Pappies.pizza will do it.
All right.
And we do deliver.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty big piece of our business.
Yeah.
A little hard nowadays at almost $6 a gallon gas.
Sure.
So we're looking at that delivery fee right now.
Mm-hmm.
But deliver to go, dine in, stand around, sit on the porch, sit on the patio.
Yeah. You got it all. Now, I want to ask you, you know, because I always say, you know, your energy is contagious, but what made you decide, you know, to go into business and open a pizza place here in Durango? Give me a little background, and what advice would you give somebody that's maybe going to open a business? But how'd you get started?
I think I told you this before. I don't play very good in the sandbox with others.
Yeah.
Not being in charge, right?
Right.
You know, I think you know early on about entrepreneurship.
Uh-huh.
You ever been doing games or things like that with teams or school? And, you know, who wants to lead, right? Well, oh, God, of course.
Pick me.
You know, you think everybody wants to be in charge and a leader, and they really don't.
Yeah.
But you think they do. Because it just, I believe, comes as a natural talent. When I was in college, I had three businesses. I had a lawn service business called Poor Students Lawn Service.
Uh-huh.
I had a painting service, and I had a check collection service.
Oh, wow.
Checkbusters, Ghostbusters had just come out. We called it Checkbusters.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we collected all the bad checks at the bars. Go forward. I worked in trucking as I was in college after that. And then I got into the transportation business, sold my business about 2013. But my family had been in, the other side of our family had been in the pizza business for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
42 today.
Yeah.
Recipes that are 42 years old, sauces that are 20 plus years old. Okay, look, I need to do something. Don't play golf, don't fish, don't hunt. Maybe I should.
Well, right? No, you should do your pizzas.
But I love business. I love being around with these kids. People always ask me, you know, don't you hate this business? It's just grinding.
Right.
I don't really have that problem. All of our employees are 21 and younger.
Okay.
Now, my daughter just came to us leaving her 5-year job at the bank.
Okay.
And she's 25. And all these kids mesh together. They either grew up here in Durango together. Oh, I've known him since third grade.
They're kind of like family.
It's crazy. Three or four of them live together. Roommates come and go. So it's really a cool, cool little business to have.
Yeah.
And we are, you know, you don't never want to be boastful. You never want to curse yourself. But business is pretty much off the charts.
Yeah, well, and you're in such a great location right there across from the high school, like you said, we're between O'Reilly's and the car wash. And conveniently located. You mentioned the delivery. How far do you deliver?
We don't go quite to Hermosa. I don't have the map right here in front of me. But we did make an agreement with the residents of Edgemont last year.
Okay.
That it was plain and simple. If you will take care of our drivers, we will come to Edgemont. Now, that's about 7 miles.
Yeah.
So pizza delivery is usually 5 miles.
Sure.
So it's about 7, but they really take care of the drivers. So we go a little bit further up there. They were asking. And I mean, it's almost like they had a petition.
Yeah.
You know, Pappy, we have 700 people signed on this petition. Will you please deliver pizzas?
Yeah.
We don't go quite to Hermosa. You know, a lot of those residents out there. Durango West, we don't go to. We do go almost to Mercy. We do take care of the hospital.
Sure.
So the Home Depot, that area behind there, it's kind of spread out. Pizza is usually a circle, Jack.
Uh-huh.
5 mile circle.
Well, yeah.
You can't make a 5 mile circle.
Not here, no.
So it's a little weird for us being used to
It's more like
that.
A calzone.
There you go. There you go. And that's exactly what our map looks like.
Yeah.
But I think some of the residents don't fully understand that the further out you are, the longer it takes that driver to get back. And you really can't, I mean, I can't go to Durango West.
No.
It's just not happening.
No, but you could say, hey, I'll meet you at XYZ parking lot. Well, I mean, I've done that before.
I have not repeated this to anybody yet.
Yeah,
so
uh-oh.
It'll be the first
time. Here on the air.
We get quite a bit of business from Farmington, Bloomfield.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Aztec for sure. A lot from Farmington. I'm looking for a place in Aztec right now.
Okay.
I think it would cover all three of those cities. And then I really want to put a food truck out towards Elmore's Corner.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There you go.
And that'll kind of spread us a little bit.
Sure. You had some options.
And, well, you know, make people a little bit more happy. Cover some people that are going on the other side of town that aren't coming back through town at the end of the day. 5 o'clock, you see a lot of traffic going out towards Bayfield.
They'll live out that way out in Grandview, and it's a lot of cars, of cars heading out there.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to somebody if they're looking to go into business? I always tell them, one, have a passion for what you're going to do, but two, have an exit strategy, because someday you might want to sell, you might want to, you know, do something else with the business. But what advice would you give?
Well, you always have to have an exit strategy.
Yeah.
My mentor, who I grew up in business with for the past 20 years, you know, we started talking about an exit strategy the first year or two of a 20-year relationship.
Yeah.
You have got to have, what is your exit plan? Okay.
Right.
A lot of people don't get that, right? Second part about business. Oh, I don't like working 9-to-5. I'm going to start my own business. Okay. Scratch. Forget it.
Yeah. You're going to work.
I was eating breakfast this morning at the diner, and the little girl came up to me. She said, Pappy, can I ask you a question? Do you ever not sit and do business? My laptop's open.
Right.
To the side. I went, it's 24/7, girlfriend.
Absolutely.
It just is. It's that simple. If you're looking for an out to work less,
don't own a, yeah, owning your own business, that's not going to happen.
Forget it. Yeah. If you really love business or have a passion of an industry, an item, whether it's a pizza store, a trucking company, and you really love it and excite you, woodworking is my brother's, right?
Uh-huh.
Then give it a try on the side. Give it a try on the weekends. When you're working 5 days a week and you think you may want to do that, then that's what you should be doing on your off time.
Sure.
Because you're going to be doing it on your dadgum off time when you start, right?
And if someone calls in sick or, you know, can't make it in, calls in well, whatever, you're the one that has to go in and cover.
Again, I think it's very eye-opening for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I'm not at the restaurant, but Sunday we had somebody that was out. It was actually three of them.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at my 16-year-old son and said,
"Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Three people out. We got to go." "Well, I thought we were off tonight. You gave me my schedule last week." "Sorry, this is how it works. You think you want to own a business?" Which he does.
Yes.
"This is what you have to look for."
Right.
Well, that 4-hour lunch we took the other day, most people don't get.
Right. Well, and you know, and you can also you can make decisions. That's one thing that I enjoyed when I've owned my own business. I was a decision maker, so I could make those quick decisions, not have to run up the chain of command. The other thing I tell people, if you're interested in opening a business, call starting your business. They call it starting your business workshop through the Small Business Development Center, and they go over all the things, everything from, you know, I tell people, have a good insurance agent, have an attorney on your team, have a banker that you can go in and have a relationship before you open the business.
Absolutely.
Because you may need money at some point, you know, get you through the lean times.
Absolutely. And, you know, all those professions, if you can find a good relationship, I mean, we still have a family business attorney in Florida that we've had for going on 25 years. Same accountant that we've used actually in Florida for the past 25 years. There's a trust issue, I think.
Yeah.
That you need to have
relationships.
You're using the best people you can. And, you know, let's not skip. I know you're going to get to it, the chamber.
Well, maybe.
how we met and how we were talking. And, you know, one of the things I told you the last couple times was the Office Depot. You know, there's a fee to join the chamber. Okay, well, it's first of all, it's not very expensive. But second of all, I was going to Office Depot one day, and the lady said, "Are you a member of the chamber?" And I'm like, no. Yeah. I think they've asked me five times. She said,
"If you
could have gotten this order for free."
Yeah. And I'll tell you, and just so people know, the whole Office Depot program, Office Depot is revamping it. So I'm waiting to see all the new things coming.
Oh, good.
But it could be good, could be bad. But anyway, I'm waiting to see what those results are. But that is just one of the benefits that the chamber, being on the radio with me, and the list goes on and on. But again, it's strategizing and having a group advisors that you hold near and dear, because that relationship is going to pay off in tenfold.
Well, let's take that, what I said a minute ago, to having those relationships that I've had for 20, 25 years. If you're starting a business and you don't have those relationships, you know, somebody calls and says, "What's the best POS system?"
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Your chamber, your local chamber, can answer any question they have.
Yeah.
Right?
Or we'll whether find the answer. If we don't know, we'll find the answer.
Whether it's an attorney.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure if I went and called the chamber and said, "Hey, I need an attorney to do a will. I need this."
Yep. Somebody asked me that the other day. I said, Charles Spence.
Perfect example. Well, there's a new one, the VAT tax, value added tax, starting in July.
Yep.
Okay. If somebody wasn't sure, they could call you and you'd have an answer with them in a minute.
Yep. We'd find
it. So I think those are one of the reasons why we stay in touch.
Yeah.
And what I think the chamber does for the community and the business owners and the business leaders. Wow. Which, you know, sometimes don't get credit. They're not just there to serve breakfast.
Right.
They are leaders and employers in the city and sometimes should be thanked.
All right. Well, thank you for saying all that. We've got about 30 seconds. Website one more time.
Pappy's.pizza.
Pappy's.pizza. Phone number?
Don't have it.
Don't have it. Go to pappies.pizza.
You guys don't know their own phone number.
You're located right across from the high school between the car wash and O'Reilly's on Main, just up from the Chamber of Commerce. Mark, thank you for coming in and everything you do.
I appreciate it, Jack. Y'all come see us.
All right. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.